I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Henry Mabry has officially stepped down as the head of the Alabama Education Association. His resignation comes after the AEA board voted back in February to terminate Mabry. That was after an audit raised concerns about his financial management of the organization. Mabry replaced longtime AEA head Paul Hubbard in 2011. It was Hubbard who built the education organization into a massive political powerhouse. He expressed some grave concerns about the AEA's fiscal health before Hubbard passed away last year. A spokeswoman for the organization says Mabry's resignation will be effective at the close of business today and that he resigned to pursue other opportunities. An interim replacement has not yet been named. Lawyers for indicted Alabama House Speaker Mike Hubbard are asking a judge to dismiss his case on claims of prosecutorial misconduct. APR's Stan Ingold has more.
Defense lawyers have filed a motion to dismiss the indictment. In the court filing, defense lawyers accused Deputy Attorney General Matt Hart of making threats to ruin Hubbard's political career. Defense lawyers also accused Hart of leaking information to the media. Hubbard lawyer Mark White has called prosecutors' behavior shocking and inappropriate. The Attorney General's office declined to comment. Prosecutors have previously accused Hubbard's defense of manufacturing a bogus narrative of misconduct and leaks. The Auburn Republican faces 23 felony ethics charges accusing him of using his political offices for personal financial gain. He is expected to go to trial in October. Stan Ingold, APR News.
It's decision time for voters in Baldwin County. An election's being held today on a plan to increase property taxes, with that money going toward the local school system. Residents are being asked to say yes or no on two main ballot items. One would renew current education property taxes of 7 mills. The second item would add an extra 8 mills of property tax on top of that. Terry Burkle is executive director of the Baldwin County Education Coalition. She says the area is growing so fast, students have to use 100 portable classrooms just to fit everybody in.
And if we are not successful in getting this additional property tax, then we would be looking at, 5 years down the road, about, 350 portables, and then 8 or 9 years down the road, about 450 portables.
1 mil of property taxes means a dollar for every $1,000 of assessed property value. A local Tea Party group supports renewing the old tax but opposes the extra taxes. And an Alabama couple has been charged with conspiring to steal packages of prescription drugs intended for military veterans. If convicted, they could face up to 10 years in prison. Now your forecast.
Highs top out in the mid to upper 70s today. Wednesday and Thursday, look for a good chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. It doesn't rain all day, but have the wet weather gear handy. Overnight temperatures continue in the upper 50s to near 60 at night. Patchy fog is also possible each night this week. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.